This is JIS News. Coming up, IMF review team postpones visit to Jamaica. Politicians sign political code of conduct, and JBDC and IDB sign agreement to train MSME operators. The details after the break.
Brethren, know your rights. Police not for lock you up if them fine you with less than 2 ounces of ganja. Them supposed to ticket you and make you pay a fine. More than 2 ounces a courthouse business. And may nobody tell you no foolishness. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357. And learn the real truth.
Now the news. The visit of the International Monetary Fund IMF mission to Jamaica to conduct the 11th review of the country's performance under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement has been postponed. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the mission team's visit will be reconsidered after February due to the increase in political activity throughout the country at present.
The review mission was due to have come this week, but will be postponed because of elections. Elections have been called. We are in the middle of an election campaign, actually, but which will be over in 2 weeks.
The minister was addressing journalists at Bloomberg News in New York on Wednesday. The finance minister was in New York for the 2016 International Finance Review America's Awards ceremony, where Jamaica was presented with the Latin America Bond Deal of the Year. Several nominated candidates seeking election to the House of Representatives in the upcoming general elections have signed the Code of Political Conduct. Signing ceremonies were held in parishes Thursday, with a majority of candidates turning out to endorse the code and commit to abiding by its principles. In signing the code, the candidates commit to observe 8 specified principles while mounting their campaigns. The principles include non-violence and non-intimidation of voters, safety of private and public property, the avoidance of confrontation, responsible public utterances, and freedom of access. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging candidates from all political parties to ensure mutual respect and consideration are the watchwords for all campaigns.
We must always bear in mind we are one Jamaican family and we have a responsibility to shape the future together. As individuals, all of us must do more to influence good social order, peace, respect for life, and respect for each other.
The Prime Minister also strongly condemned the incident where a JLP campaign convoy traveling through Flanker St. James was shot up on Wednesday, leaving one person dead. Meanwhile, representing Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness, Jamaica Labour Party candidate for St. Andrew Eastern, Favel Williams, gave her party's commitment to abide by the Code of Conduct. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, is appealing to all political parties and nominated candidates to work closely with the police when planning campaign activities heading into the upcoming general elections. Senior Superintendent of Police Terence Bent says this will greatly assist efforts by the police to reduce further acts of violence or tension leading up to and after the elections.
Each candidate who requires a march or a meeting must give the police at least 8 hours notification of this event. When we undertake a meeting or a march, we do a careful planning process. We take risk assessment, threat assessments for your security. So if there's a discussion and we bring issues of concern to you, it is because we're about your safety and your security.
SSP Bent also gave the JCF's commitment to discharge its duties without partiality towards any candidate or party. And the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, have signed a $150,000 technical agreement as part funding for a program to assist small business owners. The $236,000 project, dubbed Testing the Viability of an Innovative Business Training Method for Entrepreneurs in Jamaica, is the first of its kind to be executed in the country.
Over 1,050 MSMEs are scheduled to be trained within the next 4 months by JBDC as the main implementing partner. This project is an inaugural training event because what it does, it provides MSMEs an opportunity to learn non-traditional business development skills, and it's the first in the region, reasons being it is a quasi-experimental research design.
Project Management and Research Manager at the JBDC, Lisa Taylor-Stone, speaking in an interview with JIS News. Mrs. Taylor-Stone says the IDB will begin training select JBDC team members on February 29 over a 2-week period, following which they will implement the project. She notes that the remaining portion of the project budget is to be funded jointly by the Development Bank of Jamaica and the JBDC. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.